I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. Based on scientific data, many within the agriculture science community understand that genetically modified organisms cause no more health problems for people than any other foods. When it comes to sharing that information with consumers, Cooperative Extension Specialist at the University of California, Davis, Dr. Allison Van Innenim, suggests focusing on common shared values with consumers when discussing genetically engineered crops. She says the virus-resistant papaya is a great example of the technology's positive outcome.
And I think that that kind of fits in with the sustainability goal that many people hold, which is trying to improve productivity and decrease our use of chemicals in agricultural production. And so those types of stories, I think, kind of try to tease apart some of the other concerns people have around multinational corporations and talk about the fact that this is a breeding method that can be used for many different purposes. And in fact, the data showed insect-resistant crops have had a tremendous impact on reducing the use of insecticides. And I think that's a goal that many people support also. And so those types of stories about how we're using the technology rather than focusing on what the technology is and the benefits that have come from existing uses and potential future benefits, I think is maybe we can change the discussion a little on focus how we're using it, what problems have been solved using the technology.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.